Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, Senior Site Editor of SearchDataManagement.com. Now we are learning more about Microsoft Office Performance Point Server 2007, Microsoft's entry into the corporate performance management and business intelligence markets. The software giant made quite an entrance last year with its product, and now expert Craig Utley has written a book about the technology. We caught up with Craig to learn more about Performance Point Server, hear about its strengths and weaknesses, and find out just how it fits into the market. Is it a BI platform? A CPM tool? Does it compare with other commercial BI platforms? Is it expensive to implement? We'll find out the answers to these questions and more from Craig Utley, who is in a unique position to enlighten us. Now, Craig is a mentor with Solid Quality Mentors and a former program manager on the SQL Server Customer Advisory Team at Microsoft. He's been working with Microsoft's BI products since the beta of SQL Server 7, helping to author Microsoft's first data warehousing course and teaching it at Microsoft and many other companies. Craig now helps companies implement BI solutions using Microsoft and related technologies, covering all aspects from architecture and design to implementation and training. He is also involved in the .NET space and was a CMVP before joining Microsoft. He is a published author, conference speaker, and member of the INETA Speakers Bureau. His most recent book, Business Intelligence with Microsoft Office Performance Point Server 2007, was published in February of 2008. Today we are speaking with Craig Utley. He is the author of Business Intelligence with Microsoft Performance Point Server 2007. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Craig.
Well, thanks for having me. The book title just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
It's a bit of a mouthful. Could you tell us, first off, a little bit about who you are, what your background is, and why you decided to write this book?
Sure. I used to run a software development company. And we were Microsoft partners, so I was doing everything, and as a company, we were very tied into SQL Server. And one of my loves in life, I guess, is helping companies actually solve business problems. And one of the things that I saw that could do that was delivering information to them. So about the time SQL Server 7 came out, it was the first version to contain any kind of data warehousing tools. I got involved with that. I helped write the courseware for the very first version of Microsoft's data warehousing course, and I've been involved in the data warehousing arena since then, mostly as an independent consultant, although I did spend a year as a Microsoft employee working with some of their largest BI customers worldwide. So that was a great learning experience. But in my days as an independent consultant or even at Microsoft, one of the things I've seen is that companies will embark on sometimes very broad and expensive data warehousing projects, and they may build something that's very good, but they fail to put the tools in place to deliver the information to the people who need it. And so that's what Performance Point is all about, and I thought, hey, here's a new product right in my sweet spot, and I wanted to produce a book that talked about not just the product, but also the theory behind what are we delivering and why and who needs it and how can they actually use this information.
So this was not commissioned by Microsoft. This is not a Microsoft book.
It is not a Microsoft book. It's from Osborne McGraw-Hill, and they approached me about writing it, but the folks at Microsoft were very supportive, and I got tremendous help from them. So I was very appreciative for that.
And who's the sort of target audience? Is this for technical people or for business people or for director level? Like, who's your ideal audience here?
Well, it is aimed mostly at IT, although the first several chapters are more introductory in nature, and I know people who are not technical who've reviewed them. They're business people, but they're not technical, and they've looked at the first several chapters and said, wow, this really makes sense. So I do want to talk about what is the impact of the business on this, but then I do get into the technical aspects of the product and talk about, okay, here's how you implement some of these things you need to do to deliver value throughout the business.
And now for those less familiar with the product or who've only sort of vaguely heard about it in the press, what is, I think the whole name is what, Office Performance Point Server 2007. Is it a BI platform, a performance management platform, both, something else entirely? What is it?
That's a very good question. It's actually three things, but we usually talk about it as two things, so it gets a little confusing, but I'll try to cut through all that. Basically, there are two major pieces that you can install. The first piece is what they call monitoring and analytics. So basically that has a scorecard in it, it has dashboards, it has the ability to do charts and graphs. And so that's really delivering content to the organization. Now, I usually talk about it in the context of delivering from a warehouse. It doesn't technically have to be from a warehouse, but usually it is. And the monitoring and analytics, for people who might be familiar with other products in the Microsoft family, it replaces Business Scorecard Manager, and it is eventually replacing ProClarity, and I'll talk a little bit more about that when I say eventually. So that's one main area, the monitoring and analytics. The other piece that can be installed and run separately is called planning, the planning server or whatever term you want to use. And that is for businesses who are doing financial planning or forecasting for the next year. How do they do their whole budgeting and so forth? So it's an application that allows them to use Excel as the front end, but there are models on the back end that enforce it. You can spin models out to all the different organizations in your business. It automatically rolls it up into one centralized budget. And the reason it's part of this is that what happens is that with these budgets, you can actually put that into the warehouse, and then the next year as your actuals come in, you're comparing those against the budgets that were created the year before. So it becomes a nice integrated solution where your budget for next year simply becomes the targets, and then your actuals compare against that automatically. So it's kind of the scope of the product. It's broad and a little confusing to people at first, but most people look at it as, I'm either going to deliver content using the monitoring and analytics piece, or I'm going to have my budgeting and forecasting over here using the planning piece.
Didn't you say there were three pieces?
Well, see, that's where it gets confusing. Monitoring and analytics are technically two separate pieces, but they're a single install. So
I see. Okay.
It gets confusing. For the most part, the monitoring are the scorecard and the dashboards that those go in. And the analytics is what is eventually going to replace ProClarity. And I say eventually because Microsoft purchased ProClarity in probably May or so of 2006. And the idea was that Performance Point would replace ProClarity, and it will in the next version, but they didn't get all those pieces in to the current version of Performance Point. So if people need true hardcore analytics, then they can still use ProClarity. It integrates very well with Performance Point, but eventually the ProClarity products will be inside of Performance Point, basically, and there won't be separate SKUs for the ProClarity products.
Okay. But this does replace Business Scorecard Manager completely?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there anything else that's sort of rolled into this or that goes away on the Microsoft end now that Performance Point is out?
No, not that I'm aware of. Business Scorecard Manager is gone, and then the ProClarity pieces will be probably in the next version. But they're still separate SKUs at the moment. And then the planning piece is all brand new. There was nothing that it replaces.
And now I've heard there are some prerequisites, sort of technical prerequisites for using Performance Point. What other required elements are there for a Performance Point implementation?
Well, of course, from a software standpoint, SQL Server is required to use it, as is SharePoint. Now that can be either Windows SharePoint Services or the full SharePoint portal, so whichever a business wants to run. And beyond those two pieces, really it's just then where are your data sources. So not a whole lot required beyond those.
And can you give us an idea of what an implementation costs, ballpark, or maybe just sort of a sample configuration and what that would cost?
Yeah, it's a little hard to pin down the exact cost because of, what is my data source and do I already have a SQL license? Let's say that you're already a Microsoft customer and you have SQL Server running and you have all these things. The scorecard product itself, the retail price, is $20,000 a server and then a client access license of $195 a person. Now, they do have an external connector license. If you have people outside your organization that need to connect and look at it, you don't have to license each one separately. But that's the pricing just from the Performance Point piece. Now, most organizations will already have SQL, but if not, you'll need a separate license for SQL Server itself. In addition, some organizations may or may not want to add Office 2007 into the mix. That's not required at all, except with the planning piece, you're going to be using Excel. So if they'll be using the planning piece, they'll want Office as well.
And so does the sort of the pricing and configuration, is it better for small or mid-sized businesses or enterprises? Is there sort of a sweet spot of what kind or size a company that Performance Point works for?
I think if a company already is a Microsoft customer and has the SQL and the Office licenses, which a lot of businesses do, I think the price is really good for even small and medium businesses. Mostly those would be medium-sized businesses. Small don't have as much need to monitor and analyze the data as heavily. Clearly, though, for medium size and large businesses, it is a great fit for those. It's built to be very scalable and support large organizations, and yet almost any organization of any decent size has enough data that putting these scorecards in place to monitor the data make a lot of sense.
And then another sort of question I've heard floating around a lot, is this like other BI platforms? Is Performance Point Server comparable to like a Cognos platform or Business Objects or sort of more traditional, if you will, BI platforms?
Yeah, it's part of kind of a spectrum of products. You know, it's not a BI platform in and of itself. It's, if we look at the monitoring and analytics piece, that is for delivering content. Now, that content, again, could be from multiple sources, but usually you look at it in the context of a warehouse, be it a relational or an OLAP warehouse. But if you look at Microsoft SQL Server and analysis services, that's more of the kind of the data warehousing piece, and now Performance Point sits on top of that very nicely for delivering that content. So it's hard to say it is a BI platform per se. It is definitely part of a unified BI suite, and I think it's more akin, the monitoring and analytics piece would be more akin to things like some of the Crystal products for doing reports or analysis, and of course Business Objects has some of their own tools for doing that as well, and Hyperion S-Base and so forth. So if you take Performance Point and mix it with SQL Server and analysis services, then yes, it is very comparable to those products.
Next, I wanted to ask you about Performance Point's greatest strengths and weaknesses, and you can do those in either order.
Well, I think that one of Performance Point's greatest strengths is that it is actually an integrated product. It's not fully there. I'll talk about that in a moment as perhaps its greatest weakness. But it is integrated from the standpoint that, I can take this and I can build scorecards and dashboards and deliver this throughout the organization on top of my existing warehouse, or I can pull data from Excel if I need to, or from relational tables, or whatever I need to get this information out and in front of people. And I can set it up so that when someone's looking at it, they have the ability to do some limited drill up and drill down or click on something and launch other reports. So I have a lot of ability to do that. From the planning standpoint, I now have a standard way to do my budgeting throughout the organization, and I can have that budgeting information automatically become the target for the next year, and my next year's values are compared to that. So that is a nice integrated story to go from monitoring my business to planning for the next year, and then I'm monitoring my business based on my plan automatically. And so from that standpoint, I think it's a very strong product. Visually, it looks good too, and that helps. The weakness, I think, right now is that, as I mentioned before, on the analytics piece, the ProClarity is not as integrated as they'd hoped. It integrates nicely in that I can create things in ProClarity and you can view them in the dashboards that you create with Performance Point. But I'm still doing it in ProClarity, whereas in the next version and future versions, it will all be one product. I won't have to go, well, now I have to run ProClarity over here to get this going so I can then show it in the dashboard. That the functionality we see in ProClarity today will be built in. So some people today will not have as much analytic capability as they want in just Performance Point Server. They'll have to be running, you know, the ProClarity pieces as well, which is a separate install and just some extra maintenance and administration that, again, will go away, but for now is very useful.
And now I'd really like to put all of this in perspective and ask about sort of how you've seen companies use Performance Point successfully, if there are any just sort of cool or particularly impressive implementations that you've seen or heard about.
Well, there are several implementations of which I'm aware, and I can't really give company names, but basically you have this information sitting somewhere in a warehouse and it's ready to go. So now how do you deliver that to an organization? And here's a real-world case. A charitable organization had branches all over the country. And each branch was measured in some very specific ways. They were all measured based on the same criteria, but they didn't have a good way then of monitoring and comparing those. So using this, we created a dashboard so at any point in time they could come in and look, and it was automatically ranking all of these facilities by a score. So, you know, in the truest sense of a scorecard, here they are ranked in order. And you could then look at the details of each one of those still on the scorecard and see what areas were stronger and weaker for each one. And they could take the bottom performers, see where they were having the most trouble, and have them talk with the ones up at the top of the list who were doing well in those areas to say, okay, here's what you can be doing differently in order to minimize this. And interestingly enough, before that, they'd never had a really good way of looking at these different organizations around the country and determining who was doing well and who wasn't, and how could each one of those then talk to other organizations and find out how to improve the areas in which they were weak. So I think the strength of that was giving an extremely simple viewing mechanism into the data that they just didn't have before. The data was there, but they didn't have a good way to analyze it. And that is what I'm seeing with Performance Point in most cases with the monitoring and analytics piece, is that suddenly they have visibility into the data and it's instantly comprehensible, if there is such a word, at which point they can say, hey, look, I understand exactly what's going on here, and now I see where we need to improve and how to tackle it. On the planning side, have actually worked with a couple of companies that are doing just what the planning piece is supposed to be. They're building their budgets for the next year, and what's interesting is that they'll build models that are consistent across multiple areas of the business. The businesses just use Excel to enter their information and store it on the server, and they work with the data and just their department, but it all is automatically rolled up to higher levels, and then executives can look at the budget from a macro level and not have to get into the details. And yet as the year goes along, any adjustments that are made automatically roll up in versions and so forth. So they have very tight financial control over what their budgeting looks like.
Anything else to add, Craig?
I think that this is a very interesting product. It does take several separate products now and bring them together, and if it was just putting them together under one name for the sake of selling a single SKU, I don't think anyone would care. But I think the fact that the planning does get integrated back into the monitoring analysis makes this a very compelling product. In addition, the delivery mechanism being completely web-based, you know, showing up through SharePoint and being able to do some fairly detailed analysis of the data in a thin client makes it extremely compelling for a lot of organizations.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Craig Utley. He is the author of Business Intelligence with Microsoft Performance Point Server 2007. To learn more about Craig Utley, visit ciobriefings.com. That's ciobriefings.com, and that URL is available on the page where you downloaded this podcast. To read a sample chapter from Craig's book and to get a link to buy the book online, just turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Look for the links again on that page where you downloaded this podcast. And for more insight on performance management and business intelligence, please continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com.
We have many performance management and business intelligence case studies, articles, tutorials, podcasts, advice, and resources. And don't forget, searchdatamanagement.com's RSS feeds are a great way to stay on top of the most important news, trends, breaking news, advice, and other information about this market. And if you have your own story to share, please email me anytime using that email link on the page where you downloaded this podcast. You have been listening to an exclusive searchdatamanagement.com podcast interview about Microsoft Office Performance Point Server 2007, speaking with author Craig Utley. My name is Hannah Smaltry, senior site editor of searchdatamanagement.com. Thank you for listening, and do have a great day.